Good morning. Today we are honored to have with us Pastor Andrew. He's from the Vietnamese Lutheran Church of Houston. Pastor Andrew brings a wealth of experience, having led congregations across the U.S., and we are so blessed to have him here. Let's extend our warm welcome to Pastor Andrew.
Good morning. I want to let you know that I have 25% Chinese blood in my blood. But I don't speak Chinese. I love Chinese food all the time. Well, very honored to be here today. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to share the Word of God. Before we come to the Word of God, I would like to pray again. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your mercy, for your grace, for everything that you have done in our life. Today we come to you, we pray you, worship you, listen your word. I ask the Holy Spirit be with us, guiding us, convict us to follow your will. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Today, I share the word of God in the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The word is saying that, but you are the holy, I will read for you over here. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Before I became a Christian when I was about 15 or 18 years old, you might know that after 1975, when the North took the South of Vietnam, everything upside down. My family, who live in the South, and many, many families in the South, they were persecuted so bad under new government. My father, he was a soldier in South Vietnam who was found along with an American soldier during Vietnam War. And he was killed in the battlefield when I was 3 years old. My mother, very young lady, 22 years old, raised two children, three-year-old boy, and a boy just born a few months. And very tough for Vietnamese society, Vietnamese culture. I don't know how about Chinese culture, but Vietnamese culture, almost the man taking care, whole thing in the family. The wife just stay home, cook, taking care the children. So that's why after my father passed away, was killed in the battlefield, my mom, like disability, she know nothing to do. She doesn't know how to survive and taking care of two little boys. And after that, even worse, in 1975, when the North took the South, they persecuted the people in the South, especially the family had the relative or the member who worked for the South Vietnamese government like my father. He sent us family from the South far away from the city. They call that a new economy area. But truly over there, that's a jungle. No education, no food, nothing, and even no future. They try to kill the people from the South day by day. So that's why in that time, a lot of Vietnamese from the South tried to escape from Vietnam by boat. You might heard that the boat people. I did talk with a brother over here this morning. He lived in Malaysia in that time. I have two brothers who escaped from Vietnam and settled down in Malaysia before he immigrated to the Canada. And the other brother, cousin, and me and the other cousin who escaped and immigrated to America. But anyway, long story short, so when I'm a young boy, I have no future, no life. I don't know nothing how my life will be. In one day, on the street, 14-year little boy, poor boy, on the street of Saigon, in the big city in Vietnam, South Vietnam, I saw the one gentleman. He came up to me. He asked me weird question. He asked me that, so do you want your future will be changed? Do you want your future will be changed? You should know that I'm growing up in the Buddhism family. Like a lot of Vietnamese, we blame that we are a Buddhist worship ancestor or something like that. I never heard Jesus in my life ever before. And he asked me, do you want your future will be changed? And I talked in my mind real quick. Maybe he helped me escape from Vietnam by boat. Because in that time, if you want to escape from Vietnam by boat, you have to allot a lot of money or go to pay for the boat owner. But I have no money. I'm a broken guy, poor guy. And I talked that, so he might help me escape from Vietnam. And I said, yes. And he told me that if you want your future change, invite Jesus to your life. I'm so disappointed, so bad. So disappointed. I thought that he helped me some way, somehow. And quickly, I thought that, so I have nothing to offer to Jesus. How can Jesus come to my life? Because at the Buddhism philosophy, whenever I go to the temple, ask something to the Buddha, I have to bring something. If I poor, I can bring a banana. If I have some money, I bring the chicken or the pork or something like that. But now I have nothing. How can I ask for help from Jesus? And I answer with him, I have nothing to offer to Jesus. How can he come to my life? And he told me, no, you don't have to offer anything from Jesus. Just pray, invite him, come to your life, and Jesus will change your future. And I thought that, oh, cool, it's nothing to lose. Why we don't try it? And I said, yes. And he let me pray, invite Jesus, come to my life. And boom, I felt that. After that, day by day, my deep down inside had been changed. I have peaceful, I have joyful. I know nothing about Jesus, but I know that this true God. And this, the word of God this morning, says something like that. You are a chosen one. Before Jesus come to me, before Jesus have saved my life, I under darkness future, in the past, in the present, even in the my future, in that time, nothing, in the dark, in the circle of my life. I don't know where to I go. I don't know what to do. And I with it, I angry with everything. I wish that I can kill someone, especially the new government, control in my country, control my life, and control my future. I live under darkness, under hatred, under evil side. And when Jesus come to my life, he changed my life, he opened my mind, opened my eye, see that the truth. Now you are not belong to the darkness world. Now you not belong to the evil world. Now you are belong to me, my kingdom. I came to save your life, change your life. You no more under power of the evil anymore. Now you are the blood of Jesus, the kingdom of God, not blood of Chinese or Vietnamese. Now you have the blood of the royal Jesus in your life. My life has been changed. Hallelujah. Since that, I started singing, praying. And you know what? In that time, Vietnam had no Bible. If you carry the Bible, you sharing the Bible, you preaching the gospel, you go in jail. So no Bible in that time. So because I love the God, I love the Lord so much, and I don't know how to continue to worship God, because every Christian church, underground church in that time. So, well, 1 week later, the gentleman who shared the gospel to me, he came to me. He saw my life exciting in Jesus, want to read the Bible, want to worship God, and want to study more about Christianity. He gave me small Bible, Guardian Bible. Do you know the Guardian Bible? Guardian Bible, this is small Bible, just New Testament only. No whole Bible like we have. The Guardian Bible is just New Testament from Matthew to Revelation. He gave me that small Bible. He said that this is the Bible, read it. And I start to read the Bible. I love to read, I love to read. 1 week later, he came back. He asked me, so how do you think? I told him that, so, oh, I love this. So I finished this book already. Do you have the other book? Can you give me? He said, no, this is the Bible. You have to read the life, the whole your life. I said, really? It's so boring. Why? I have to read again and again. But anyway, he told me that this is the Word of God. Just read that. And I continue to read the Bible every single day, every single day. I found that now I am the royal family. Now I am living in the future, bright future. Now I am under control Jesus. So that's why the next word is said that, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of the darkness. But the one thing over here, I love this verb of Bible. You are the priest. You are not the orange people anymore. You are not just the poor guy anymore. Now you are priest of God. And I try to learn what is mean priest. If you back to the Old Testament in Exodus book, after God took his people out from Egypt, after settled down in a desert, and he called Aaron family and Aaron, and he anointed Aaron to be the priest. And from now on, Aaron and his son, we pray for the whole Israelite in the desert. Not only in the desert, but in the future, forever. Whenever the people had a problem, whenever people had sinned, whenever people again with God and got angry, punish them, Aaron will be praying for his people. Number one, the priest that pray for people. Priest continue to stand between God, holy God, and the sinful nation, the people, and pray so God can turn around the cursing for away and pray for the people. We are the priests of God. We are the holy race. We have the responsibility to pray for our people, pray for our city, pray for our family, and pray for our nation. That God wants us to do. And we are had the authority come to the Lord, pray for the people. Only the priest enough or had authority come to the Lord, present with him, pray and ask God, oh, Father, stop, do not kill them, do not cut them, do not punish them. We, the one who had the authority, pray and stop the cousin come to our life, our family, our city, and our nation. Not president, not prime minister, no one can stop God except us who preach and pray. You think you know about that? You believe about that? We have authority come to the Lord and ask God change his mind. Do not pull out your cousin in this country, in this city, in this family. That's the risk. God not only called out of the darkness, but he gave us the authority to pray for the people. He gave out authority to help the people get out from the darkness, the cursing, and the evil life. Only us. Yet, you think that. So if you are the prime minister, you are some government officer, you come to the Lord, you knock the door of the kingdom. Hey, Father God, can you do something? God asked, who are you? I don't know you. But the children of God who had washed away our sin by blood of Jesus, we had the authority to knock the door of the God house anytime by prayer. Anytime. And we have the authority to do about that. Have you ever come to White House? Maybe you come to the White House to visit for travel, but you have to go through the security. You have to checkpoint a lot of things, especially nowadays. And if you ask, oh, can I meet the President Trump a little bit? Because I vote for him. I'm a U.S. citizen. Do you think that's possible? I don't think so. But if we come to the Lord, we knock the door up, Father, can you come to my church? Heal the wound. Heal the conflict. Can you come to my life? Help me out of the sin. Can you come to my family? Heal my family. Come to my future. Guide me. Guide us. Go to the right way. God will answer because he promised with you. Call to me. I will answer you. I will do something you ever see before in Jeremiah 33, verse 3. Amen. Because you are the priest of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm.